Page 44, measure number 24-375, City of Silverton, referred to the people by initiative petition, amends charter, reserves to citizens certain tax and fee authority. Question, should charter be amended, reserving to citizens authority to create or increase taxes and fees on individuals and structures? Summary, if approved by voters, the measure adds a new subsection to Section 4 of the City of Silverton Charter of 1985, reserving to the city's citizens the authority to create or increase taxes, fees, or other charges imposed on either individuals or structures. This reserved authority does not extend to the following taxes, fees, or other charges. Fees or charges directly related to the consumption of a city-provided commodity or service by individuals or structures, such as but not limited to water and sanitary sewer fees or charges, fees, charges, or fines arising from court proceedings applicable to individuals or structures, or taxes, fees, or other charges on individuals or structures which are specifically provided for or regulated by state or federal law. Explanatory statement. The Charter of the City of Silverton is the foundational document for the city's exercise of municipal authority, as well as who can exercise that authority and how it can be exercised. The current charter was adopted by the voters in 1985. This measure, if approved, adds a new subsection, B, to Section 4 of the Charter, Powers of the City, reserving to the city's citizens the power to create or increase taxes, fees, or other charges, however identified, on individuals or structures. This reservation does not cover the following: fees or charges directly related to the consumption of a city-provided commodity or service by individuals or structures, such as, but not limited to, water and sanitary sewer fees or charges, fees, charges, or fines arising from court proceedings applicable to individuals or structures, and taxes, fees, or charges on individuals or structures that are specifically provided for or regulated by state or federal law. This measure does not impact current taxes, fees, or charges, including the street maintenance fee, park fee, and storm water system fee that the city adopted in June 2013. The measure also does not affect the city's ability to impose taxes, fees, and charges on things or items that are not individuals or structures, for example, on business entities, utilities, services, and real property other than structures. The measure does not define structure or individual, nor are those terms defined elsewhere in the Charter. The measure does not define citizens, nor does it describe how the reservation itself is to be exercised by those citizens. The measure's text reads as follows, new language, underlined. Section 4, Powers of the City, sub A. The city has all powers with the Constitution, statutes, and common law of the United States, and of this state expressly or impliedly grant or allow municipalities as fully as though this charter specifically enumerated each of those powers. Sub B, the citizens of Silverton reserve to themselves exclusively the power to create or increase taxes, fees, or other charges, however identified, on individuals or structures. This reservation shall not apply to any of the following. 1. Fees or charges for water, sanitary, sewer, or other commodities or services whose fees or charge is directly related to the commodity or service consumption. 2. Fees, charges, or fines arising out of a court proceeding. 3. Taxes, fees, and charges, however identified, which are specifically provided for or regulated by the laws of the State of Oregon or the United States of America. Submitted by Bob Willoughby, City Manager, City of Silverton. Page 45, an argument in favor of 24-375. This charter amendment concerns the current fees, $7.50, that the City Council added to your water bill in September of 2013. Many cities ask their voters if they want this form of taxation. Silverton chose not to get the voters' approval. The city's consultant recommended that the amount be $63 per month, $756 per year. This tax will more than double the taxes most people currently pay to operate the city. If this amendment passes, the taxes and fees on individuals and structures will need voter approval before existing fees can be increased or new ones created. Our concern is not only the lack of voter approval, but also the use of fees to finance needed infrastructure projects. If there are truly needed projects, we prefer the use of property tax financing, bond or levy, because with the completion of the term of the bond or levy, taxes stop. Fees never end and always increase. We believe the citizens love our town and that they would support a bond or levy for worthy projects. Silverton's explanatory statement says the amendment fails to define structure, individual, or citizen. The charter does not have, nor does it need, a definitions section. If this amendment passes, we will ask the City Council to repeal the existing fee ordinances. Vote yes on Measure 24-375. This information furnished by Scott Walker, Silverton Citizens Against Regressive Fees, or SCARF, 2013. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 45, an argument in opposition to 24-375. Let's face it, none of us enjoys paying taxes, and it was a rare, courageous act of the Silverton Council and Budget Committee to start adding modest fees for streets, parks, and storm drains to our utility bills. This money will help pay for repairs to our long-neglected streets, help us keep our parks in condition, and begin to deal with rainwater and runoff responsibly. This charter amendment is being brought forward by one city councilor who was unhappy with the new fees and made it an issue. Many of you signed petitions based on promises to lower taxes or eliminate fees, but in fact this measure will not do that. Even if it did, I believe it would be a mistake to pass this amendment and limit your government's ability to do essential street maintenance and other activities. We have under-maintained our city for too long, and repairs are needed now to avoid higher costs in the future. The councilor who sponsored this amendment says he wants us to pay for these needed repairs through our property taxes instead of fees, but he has not proposed any way to accomplish that. Sadly, this measure is but one symptom of the problems plaguing our city's governing body. Personal animosities, poor research, lack of understanding of issues, and general stubbornness working against the benefit of our entire community. Please vote no on this unnecessary issue, and also please consider replacing the incumbent council members who are no longer representing the best interests of the people of Silverton. After I have finished my research, I will be happy to share with you my top picks for a city council that will best serve all of Silverton. Thank you, Stu Rasmussen, Mayor. This information furnished by Stu Rasmussen. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.